me up just like I was your last lost lover. You see me more than words could ever let it win. Just tell my heart and lay me out to pasture. In the lost and found, I drank my last $5. It's raining now. Mommy don't feel like she got it down. Watch out, 'cause I heard that's coming around. Just feel like she need to breathe today.
I think I turned on an extra mic. Which one does not need to be on? Number two is now off. Hello, everybody. I'm Eli.
I'm Daria.
And I'm Owen.
And this is The Mini Fridge. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medford.
One last time. Is that from
Medford,
Hamilton?
Medford.
No, yep. Why would you do that?
Medford doesn't sound like Melbourne.
Doesn't what?
Doesn't sound like it.
Please
as in
don't
you
move
to
Melbourne. But you're not.
So don't worry.
Right, I'm not.
For now.
Sydney.
Eli's leaving us because he hates us.
True.
No. Let me set the record straight.
We're confronting you about
so
it right
now. So
what's
the record?
The record is that I'm moving because I'm excited to go to Australia.
To not pay with us.
For 5 months, anymore. 4 months.
Because he's got nothing going on over here.
No friends, no community.
Let's never forget that.
No amazing housemates.
I'm really upset with
and
you
radio
for saying
co-hosts.
These things.
No, we lie. Eli loves us, probably.
I would say I make that known on the regular.
That's true.
But I would hope so.
This is Eli's last episode.
This is my send-off.
This is an Eli-themed episode.
This is my Viking funeral.
And then we'll low-key have a new guest immediately.
And new guest, you mean host.
This time next
and
week.
By new host, I mean housemate.
And
already
returning host.
True.
Yeah, wow, my two co-hosts.
Bella's been on this show before.
I don't think so.
No? I thought we had a Bella episode.
No. Oh. I think they just met us after
yeah,
that one
met
time.
Up with us.
Oh, I thought they came
hey, Bella.
On.
Hey, Bella. I don't know if you're listening.
Bella, where the hell you been, Logan? So this is Eli themed.
That should be on the soundboard that you guys do.
Like Bella!
Finally do the soundboard.
True. So Eli themed episode.
Eli themed, I guess.
Eli, why'd you pick that first song?
I picked that first song, which was Lonely Lover by Xenia Rubinos, because it was the first song I played on my first episode of my first radio show with my previous co-host all those years ago on Odds and Ends, Silas. And yeah, I've played it a bunch of times on the radio when I thought it was my last time doing the radio. So it was actually
Yay!
Par for the course for
right,
it to be the first song
right,
this time.
Right, okay.
But I don't really remember how I found it. It was probably it just ended up recommended to me
of course.
On Spotify.
Of course.
Back in pandemic era music listening for me.
Well,
it's nice.
And it's great. Yeah. That's about all I have to say about it.
Nice.
Yay. Yeah.
Up next, we have a song from Owen.
Snowcaps.
Oh, you know what it is. Okay.
Brand New City by Snowcaps.
Tell us about it.
Well, it felt fitting because you're moving to a brand new city.
Of Sydney, Australia.
Also, I was listening to this album yesterday and feeling super emo about you leaving. So it felt fitting. And, of course, you've made fun of me in the past for being a Waxahachie listener.
I have not made fun
thief
of you.
Not knower.
Yeah, thank you. There was just a hesitation.
So
Owen famously said, "Big Thief, is that a rapper?"
True.
And I think Eli that's said, one of my favorite
You have to be the only Waxahachie fan who doesn't know who Big Thief is.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if anyone else is in that boat, sound off in the DJ chat.
Yeah, call in.
Yeah, let's make some more use of the DJ chat.
I don't even know how to direct people to it, do you?
Go on WMFO.org and then hit DJ chat.
Go to DJ chat.
Is it its own tab?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit up that DJ chat.
Oh, it's all the way to the right next to the search bar.
True.
Chat us.
So yeah,
send us a gif.
There's usually a lot of minion gifs on here. Oh, okay, interesting stuff in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear Snowcaps' Brand New City.
Yay! Sydney.
T-Roney, I really like this guy, but he's just too blonde to see it.
For real, Coco? Dag, what you gonna do about that?
I don't know.
Sing it to him, Coco.
Yeah, Lee, I'ma do that. I'ma let him know that I ain't going nowhere, and my loving is gonna be right here.
For real, though.
Word.
Word.
NYC. What is it about you? You're big. You're loud. You're tough.
Will you be needing the car?
No, I think she's been cooped up long enough.
NYC. I go years without you, then I can't get enough.
I enough of cab drivers answering back in language far from pure. Enough of Frankfurters answering back the brother you know you're.
In NYC, too busy, too crazy.
Too hot, too cold, too late. I'm sold again on NYC. State and a mayor 5'2". No other town in the whole 48 can half compare to you.
NYC, you make more postcards.
You crowd, you cram, you're still the champ. I see. The shimmer of Times Square, the post,
the beat,
the drive, the city's bright as a penny arcade. It blinks, it tilts, it rains.
Hello, New York.
Owen, would you like to take us through that one?
We just heard NYC from
Annie the Musical.
Oh, of course.
So the story behind that, which we may have told on the radio before, but I don't know.
I don't really
think is that
about.
We
talk about it all the time.
We went on a trip to New York City.
Memorial Day.
Which is where I'm from. And we all went on a trip, and Eli had to bring his brother, shout out Charlie.
Who was also in New York.
Who's in New York. Eli had acquired Charlie's empty guitar case. Mm-hmm. And so Eli was then tasked with bringing the guitar case on the train to New York. And so we were making fun of Eli because we're like, it looks like you're moving to New York to get your big break. And so every time, the entire time in the early, we go, hello, New York. And then like 2 weeks ago, I saw a TikTok of this girl singing the part of that song where she's like, just got here this morning. Yeah. And I was like, that's so Eli. And then now we've been singing it nonstop for the last 2 weeks.
Isn't it what you were trying to think of when you were saying
it? It wasn't. There's still something that someone says, like, hello, New York. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But it's just such a similar vibe.
Yeah.
That it has combined.
I think we should have done a lost listener count on that one.
I did check it before.
And we gained one.
We gained at least one. Hello, Bella. And Noah.
It looks like we only gained one. So I don't know if we got offset. No, I'm saying I don't think we got offset.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
The listeners are loving NYC.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Up next, we have a pick from Daria.
This is true. Eli introduced me to Arthur Russell.
Is that true?
Yeah. Hmm. And I love him very much. And I was picking an Arthur Russell song, and then I found out he has a song called Eli. And it's so funny, but super sad.
Right, it's funny to some. Overwhelming to
Well,
me.
It's funny because it's Eli, and you're just a little dog.
Right. But it is, like, just someone, like, scream singing your name very melodramatically.
With a cello.
And so it's kind of, like, tugging at the heartstrings, and my brain just doesn't know how to respond to it if not, like, something is wrong. So
funny.
Let's listen to it.
Yay.
Live in studio and on the radio.
NYC. Eli, a simple dog. With ears and nose, Eli, Eli, Eli. I don't know why nobody likes him. There's some people trying to put him away. When he comes up to them, they always say, go away, go away, please. Take him home, make him stay, Eli, 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 Eli. Several times I've tried to tell him, please don't make them say that, but he won't listen. Sometimes I pray that there could be more between us, but some people never are satisfied. Eli, 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 Eli.
Time to put the air conference on now.
That was the song Australia by the band The Shins. And now, time for a PSA. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. There's some punctuation amendments to this, which I think are funny. And also, it's ripped to a million pieces. But it's a good sentiment.
Yes.
And you guys are my really good friends.
Yay.
You're my mental health friends.
Yay.
You're not just my friends who show up on moving day or chill out and watch TV friends. Although
we are those,
we are
too.
Those things too.
That's true.
Yeah.
But that song is such a classic from 2010 for me. I don't think I was listening to it in 2007, which is what I'm seeing it came
2007?
Out in.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
Wait. Wow. The band from Albuquerque, New Mexico, we just learned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Les Shins.
This next song is a Cameron Winter song. I also feel like I always get reminded of you and Gus when I listen to Geese and Cameron Winter. And it's called We're Thinking the Same Thing. And I feel like because we're on the same wavelength sometimes. I also just love the song so much. There's a line that's like, let's go to California on all fours. And I think it's a reference to a Mary Oliver poem. But if it's not, it's still a really nice line. Mm. But let's go to California on all fours, Eli.
Would love to.
Yay.
Is it all eights then? If it's two of us
or become a bug.
Yeah. let's morph. Okay, ready to do one.
Yay.
Mouth full of rain, you're holding your gun upside down. You're holding your wild dogs to the ground. You're counting every peanut you throw away. Hey, take my head, make it ring between your knees, and talk to the fire like a brother. And though we must lock the one door, the other. Thinking the same thing. Too tired to steal. I am too tired to talk smart if you're just gonna dance. Too tired for these pants and too fat to disappear. Too tired to love that car on a string you send down to your. Too tired to taste your mother, and we may step on the one frog or the other. But we're thinking the same thing. Baby horses on my chest are trying to push me out to sea. And you're doing the same. How quickly we forget. We're thinking the same thing. You and me got born on the same day that everybody gets. And our pools are as big as a cornfield. It's true. stroke our head, kiss our heels, and we make a surf boiling on into the oven's babe. Let's go Californian on all fours with nothing, babe. Let's pony away from the land of long discussions, babe. You already know how I feel. We'll be right back.
for life. Do you ever feel? I don't think you think I feel. A crack in the walls, a gap in the stars. You slip on the stairs, a gash in your neck. Wound outside, meters of ice. About three people I think should.
Do you ever wish?
No. I'm packing a bag and leaving tonight while everyone's sleeping. Now and again, I'll think of you. Now and again, will you dream of me too? I'm sick of the birds, I'm sick of the trees, I'm so sick of listening to you. If only you see, if only you feel, if only you.
Wow.
I've listened to that song like so many times at this point, and every single time I'm like, wow, this is so good.
Yeah.
I picked that one.
Like my top 10 songs of the year,
sure. I agree. We saw that concert together. That was part of the reason. But the main reason is Eli is secretly a really amazing guitar player. And also something I really admire is you like weeks before where like this song is so hard, the tuning is so weird, like everything about the song is so weird, and you like continued to practice it until you got better and you sound so good at it. And so I'd hear it through my door, which was really nice. Thanks. And it sounds really nice.
Thanks.
Cry.
It's super hard to play.
Yeah. I mean, it was super impressive. That was part of it too. And I just love that album so much, as you know.
Yeah, true. Cameron, I feel like that was something, like, I feel like we have all shared a lot of music in this past year and gotten each other to be fans of things that we were already individually fans of, but this is something that came out while we were already friends.
True.
And we all got really into it, which was very special. And I agree. I also will always associate it with you guys.
Also, that Amherst concert was so fun.
That was awesome.
It's fun to go to a concert that's not close.
Go check out the Drake. It's weird.
Road trip. Bella, let's go to Big Thief in Western Massachusetts.
Oh, I was like, there's no way they're playing there.
They're playing the Mass Mocha.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
I want to go. You should totally go. When is it? You said October? No. That feels late.
I think it's kind of soon.
Yeah, I'll check. It's probably end of this month or early next.
Merp.
Because they usually do summer concerts.
Merp.
You should do that one.
Merp.
Okay. Next song is from Owen.
Yes. Was it Island Man?
No, that was the Geese song. This is
that
the
was
Black
I put
Country
that one.
New-
oh, yeah.
Oh, we
didn't
talk
about that yet.
Yeah, sorry. I missed what you were saying.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I put that one on because Eli and I spent a beautiful few days together in Los Angeles, where Eli is from, in December. And when Eli was driving to the airport, I was like, I don't know any Geese songs. And so we just listened to Geese the whole time on the way to the airport.
Did it happen that you just volunteered that? Or was I like, you know, this band? Or
I think that...
I'm saying that because I was probably being annoyed.
It was when Henry was really hating on Geese.
Here's the thing, is that Henry had written an article that was like, I'm tired of hearing about Geese.
Wait, I didn't know
that. He's like, I'm tired of being in at parties in New York and having to pretend I like Geese or something. And it came out while I was in L.A., and so I mentioned that to you, and then you were like, oh, I really like Geese. I haven't really listened to any Geese.
Yeah.
So then we listened to this song, and then I was listening to, I think I'd listened to some album the other day, and then Spotify recommended this to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really listen to Geese. And then it came up, and I was like, oh my God, this song is so good. And what is it? And I was like, oh, it's Geese. Mm-hmm. And then it was also on your January playlist from this year. So I assumed that it was probably one of the ones that we listened to in the car.
Yeah.
That so I was cute. Like, that makes this very nice. This works out.
It's like when you guys are alone in the house, Island of Men.
True.
True. Not anymore.
Australia anymore. Also, me and Gus.
True.
But there's two women.
Yep.
Right.
Except there's actually an island now. What if we lived on Hawaii? Let's think about that.
What if?
That
if my
would be
grandmother
an
had wheels.
You haven't done that in so long. Okay, the next song I was teeing up for you to talk about, which is a Black Country Road song called
"We Need to Do Our Bit."
About
what's in
the
fridge.
Yeah, I gotta throw away so much stuff.
Can I go last? Because I need to think. I've been getting so many meals from my jobs.
I have one of my coworkers brought in a bunch of produce from her garden in JP
outside of the fridge. Doesn't
shout
count.
Out Haley.
No. Get ready.
On Saturday, I made. She brought in summer squash, cucumber, and shishito peppers.
Mm.
And so on Saturday, I made a summer squash orzo and a shishito pepper, onion, and corn salad.
Wow.
That is currently in the fridge.
Go Owen.
Still.
Going.
Which is, I've been meaning to eat it more, but we've been eating out a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting meals at work as well. Mm-hmm. So I have to finish it. Probably, I don't know when.
Yeah, maybe. And I'll have Friday a bite. Lunch. I'll have my bite that I've been asking for.
You could do that anytime.
I'm really impressed with that meal. It sounds really delicious.
So that's what I have in the fridge right now.
I still have some kale that I've been eating. It's been delicious. And then I finally am trying Sophia's Greek yogurt, despite the controversy.
Yeah. What's the controversy?
It's not controversy.
That they like don't make it themselves, maybe.
Oh, what?
Which is controversial in my opinion.
But it's not like they're problematic.
Right. Right.
Wait. I don't understand.
Like, they sell a yogurt that they don't make, but I think that they market it as if they make it.
I understand.
Allegedly.
I've never seen their marketing.
I'm doxing on WMFO.
I'm not holding that against them. It's just plain delicious.
Yeah, it's so...
Is that the
okay.
coconut one that you get?
Honey coconut?
I don't get the honey coconut. I got the honey one. And because
you got regular honey?
Yeah, because Eli's been talking about it for years. It's so good.
And I haven't gotten it in about a year.
I know. It's better not at the level it's at right now.
Well, not a year. Because we've only lived in our house for a year.
Have I had it in this house?
I don't think so.
Certainly you have.
I don't think so. I haven't been to Neighborhood Produce in a long time.
You've definitely had it. I have to say, you've had it.
Two against one.
Okay.
And I also have yogurt.
Because how else would I know about it?
From talking. From how I talk about it all the time. From what Daria said. I also have yogurt, but it was sadly too close to when I was leaving for me to get a large size yogurt. So I have individual yogurts, which is very depressing.
Wow.
But it allowed me to branch out, try new flavors.
Yeah.
What flavors did you get?
Is it the Icelandic
Provisions? Icelandic Provisions. It was like peach flavor. I haven't had that one yet.
Maybe the flavors are good.
I'm excited to.
The plain one was fine.
Yeah. Mm. Peach and like... some berry I had never heard of because it's probably from Iceland.
Oh, I have faye too.
Yeah.
Sorry, boring.
No, it's okay. Wait, so I'm excited to eat that.
What?
Where'd it go?
It's in the fridge. Faye.
Okay.
It's in the back. I bought it for Owen.
Eli bought it for me from Star Market.
Yay.
Yeah. As a little present.
Yes.
Yay.
I say we listen to one song and then we do our station ID and then we play our last song.
Wow.
So I picked this song because mostly just because you guys introduced me to Black Country New Road. And then we all went to the concert together, which was very fun. The first time I listened to this whole album, I was listening to part of it in the shower. And I skipped one of the songs, which I would have played, but I can't play it because it's explicit. And then I went back because I was like, well, I want to hear it. And then Eli came out of the shower. I came out of the shower and Eli was like, oh, I'm so glad that you went back to that song because I love that song and I was so sad that you skipped it. And then I said, well, it was an accident.
It was like, oh, that's my favorite song by far from this album. And you skipped it like as it was doing the best part of the song.
It's so good. Right.
But then I listened to it.
Mary, if you ever get a chance to listen.
No.
Two Horses?
No, it was Nancy Tries to Take the Night.
Nancy Tries to Take the Night.
Yeah.
They're all really good.
They're all really good.
True.
And so is this one, Salem Sisters.
Thanks.
Yerp.
Thanks.
Yerp.
all. Okay.
That last song was Salem Sisters by Black Country New Road. We're getting a phone call. Owen's taking it right now.
This is Owen, but Eli is here.
Do you want to be put on the mic?
Wait, let's put it.
Put it on the mic. Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Put it. Okay.
Wait. No, the other way. No. Just put the. I know.
This has been 91.5. You're listening to The Mini Fridge.
This Hello? Is. Wait.
Call Hello.
Hello, New York.
The speaker comes out of the wall.
It sounds like I'm in a fishbowl.
It really sounds so good, though. Hey, Bella.
Hi, caller.
Welcome Hello. To our new host.
Great show. Love the work. Keep doing the work. It's hard work that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Kind of boots on the ground. Boots on the Curtis Hall journalism.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Love you. Merp.
Bye. Merp.
Okay, thanks
for
calling.
Merp. Merp, bye.
As I was saying, this has been The Mini Fridge.
Oh, no.
No worries.
Oh.
I've been Eli.
I'm Daria.
And I've been Owen.
And you've been listening to us on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, shit. This is
Merp. Oh. Sadness, Merp.
Oh, no.
It's been a pleasure sharing the studio with you guys.
You
it's
as well.
It's been a pleasure sharing the studio with you too, Eli. We'll call you in Australia.
Yeah, I'll be calling into the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. But
for now,
we have one last song to play. Probably.
Oh, it's really good though.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's going to be All My Friends by LCD Sound System.
No worries.
Cause for obvious reasons. Okay.
But not all of them. Cause otherwise you wouldn't be there. Right. So.
All of my favorite friends.
Oh,
don't let anyone else hear that. But
oh,
okay.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yes.
We shall.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.